Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is June 15th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out our video library at johnlothiannews.com in the MarketsWiki section about the history of trading, including from the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Does it seem hot to you? Well, according to a Bloomberg story, the world just experienced its hottest early June in history. Bloomberg said global temperatures during the first 11 days of June have hit the highest level on record for the time of the year. In the U.S., a Texas heat wave is going to bring 105-degree heat index temperatures for several days to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the New York Times reported. The Financial Times has a story today titled, "The Seven Companies Driving the U.S. Stock Market Rally," that includes this nugget: Apple is worth more than the entire Russell 2000 of smaller U.S. companies. The FT is reporting that O'Day Asset Management is being broken up after fallout from sexual misconduct allegations against its founder. Maybe broken up, shredded, and buried would be more appropriate. Money.net has a YouTube discussion on current market dynamics, zero DTE, floor trading, retail flow, and more with Stephen Orr in a video titled "The Paradigm Shift in Option Contracts" with Henry Schwartz, VP of Client Engagement of CBOE. Attacking Gary Gensler seems to be part of the current strategy in the crypto SEC wars. See the Gensler focus stories in the lead section as a reference. I followed through on it, and I am no longer registered with the NFA. I have withdrawn my registration. John J. Lothian Managed Futures LLC also withdrew its registration, though it is still showing me as an approved member, so I must have done something wrong in my withdrawal filing. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. The seven companies driving the U.S. stock market rally. A surge in the S&P 500 is dominated by tech stocks, masking humdrum performance for the vast majority, from the Financial Times. Stock markets in 2023 are not quite what they seem. At first glance, the pessimists are taking a beating. Investors and influential analysts had entered the year expecting 2022's aggressive series of interest rate rises to bite. The consensus was for an economic recession to hit the U.S., dragging stocks down. My comment: these are not the seven dwarfs. Somehow I have six of them in my portfolio. Here's a story from Bloomberg. When is a digital token a security, and why does it matter? A seemingly technical question could shape the future of crypto. The fight over crypto is boiling down to an exasperatingly fine legal point: whether digital coins are securities. If coins are securities, they're subject to a raft of U.S. regulations, including ones about financial disclosures and investor protection. And so are the exchanges where the people trade them. My comment: I say we get Gensler and Benham and let them slug it out over this question. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline: a $204 million mansion is Dubai's most expensive house for sale. With interiors covered in gold leaf and marble, the Versailles-inspired property is ideal for someone who wants to show off, quote-unquote. A mansion evocative of Versailles is for sale in Dubai for 750 million dirhams. That's $204 million, making it the most expensive house on the market in a city where luxury property is red hot. The home in the desirable Emirates Hills neighborhood has 60,000 square feet of indoor space, though only five bedrooms. At 4,000 square feet, the primary bedroom is bigger than most homes. The ground floor has rooms for dining and entertaining. My comment, there's the adage, don't buy the most expensive house on the block. I wonder what the other houses on the block are like. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Saudi Arabia sought to push oil prices higher. Markets had other ideas. Higher than expected production and worries about slowing demand are weighing on crude. Saudi Arabia's move to reduce crude output was designed to prop up global oil markets. The past week has shown how difficult that will be. Prices have fallen in four of the past five sessions and are now hovering near 2023 lows, with traders parsing better than expected production by sanctioned countries, including Russia and Iran, and fears of an international industrial slowdown that could slow growth in fuel demand. My comment. This effort by Saudi Arabia to influence the price of crude reminds me of the time when Cargill dropped the basis in soybeans and corn dramatically in 1984, when I was a reporter for Commodity News Services. Cargill was trying to break a strong market. The futures were called to open sharply lower, opened unchanged, and then closed limit up. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was The Telegraph's The Crime Wave in the English Countryside Fueling the Russian Black Market. Second was a tie between the Cboe press release, Cboe Global Market announces new senior leadership appointments to support continued global expansion and future growth, and workers want to stay remote, prompting an office real estate crisis, from the Washington Post. Third was John Lothian, that's me, my LinkedIn post about wearing a kilt to the FIA IDX Gala in 2011, which turned Jeremy Grant's kilt challenge into a tradition. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, the AI boom has Silicon Valley on another manic quest to change the world. A guide to the new AI technologies, evangelists, skeptics, and everyone else caught up in the flood of cash and enthusiasm reshaping the industry. In late May, 300 entrepreneurs, venture capitalists, journalists, and assorted self-described thought leaders crammed into Shack 15, a stylish social club on the second floor of San Francisco's Ferry Building, where most spoke in soaring terms about what they saw as the next gold rush. The gathering, dubbed a generative AI meeting of the minds, would have been unthinkable during the pandemic and improbable earlier this year, when the city's main obsessions often seemed to be the car break-ins and the retail store closures. The night had the feel of a religious revival. Something is happening. Something is cracking open, said the evening's host, futurist writer Peter Layden, in the first of many upbeat speeches. Just as everyone was talking about the demise of San Francisco, how everyone is leaving the Bay Area, how no one wants to live in California, how we are in doom loops, that's exactly the time you know the place is right about to burst open in reinvention, Layden said to applause. The speech, the whole event, captured the feeling coursing through tech circles these days. Silicon Valley is back. Here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline, crypto gets its moment of clarity, but not the one it wanted. Suits against Binance and Coinbase offer even more proof that the SEC is cracking down. The crypto industry is running out of ground to stand on, particularly in the U.S. Since the price of Bitcoin tumbled off of its exuberant $69,000 high in late 2021, the bear market in digital assets has often been described as a crypto winter. That's not bleak enough to capture what's happened. In quick succession, crypto has seen financial contagions, multiple cases of alleged fraud and outright theft, the collapse of several trading and lending platforms, and the evaporation of about $1.8 trillion in market value across all coins. Celebrity endorsers have been embarrassed and in some cases fined. Trend-chasing venture capitalists have pivoted their attention to chatbots, and the letters FTX have been taken down from Miami's basketball arena, and millions of ordinary investors have been badly burned. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. Crypto can run, but it can't hide. Cryptocurrency firms besieged by the SEC might be lured to friendlier jurisdictions overseas, only to cause more scandals. For countries that have long wanted a piece of the crypto pie, the U.S. regulatory crusade against digital finance could be a blessing until the next big fraud blows up in their backyard. Crypto exchanges claim to be fighting an existential battle in the U.S. following the Securities and Exchange Commission's lawsuits against Binance and Coinbase. Yet Bitcoin and Ether prices, as well as Coinbase stock, have held up surprisingly well. Thank you for listening to the John Lothia News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothia newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothianews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.